pharmaceuticals.
Thank you so much.
You
Dr.
guys
Jason
are
Barrett's
talking
here.
about it.
Thank you. Jason's here as well. He's just on one of the phone numbers is his. He's the 267 number. So hi, everybody. Thank you so much for having us here today at your state convention. We're so, so delighted to be here and to be invited here and to share a story with you all and what we do. Once again, I also have two of our co-founders here as well, and they're going to speak with me. We are Accessible Pharmacy. We're a comprehensive healthcare company. We specialize in the blind and low vision community. My name is Alexandra Luzier. I'm the Director of Business Development for the state of Delaware. I live in Dover, Delaware, and I'm originally from Dover, Delaware. I also have with me, this is Alex Cohen. He is one of our co-founders. He's also our Chief Marketing and Accessibility Officer. And then we also have Dr. Jason Barrett. He's one of our co-founders as well, and he's our Chief Medical Officer. So I'm going to hand the presentation over first to Alex, who's going to tell you all about our background story, and then we'll give the reins over to Jason, who's going to dive more deeper into our services, all the things we've got going on, and give you a little bit deeper picture. So please, Alex, go ahead and take it away.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. It's I'm delighted to be with you, and we couldn't be prouder that we are licensed and ready to go in the great state of Delaware. So just really excited to be here. So my name is Alex Cohen, and to know the story about Accessible Pharmacy Services, I think it's appropriate that I just share a little bit of my own story. So I started losing my vision when I was a teenager, and I had for my entire life, really wanted to work in the hospitality industry and be a hotel general manager. And so I went to school to do all that. And as my vision kept deteriorating, I realized that unfortunately I would need to at some point make a career change. And I went to the Pennsylvania OVR BVS, and they helped me go back to school with a new goal of becoming a college professor. And so I went back to school and got my PhD in marketing from Drexel University in Philadelphia with the goal of becoming a marketing professor, which I now am. Now, during my dissertation research, I had all of my researches about how to make a more inclusive marketplace for the blind and low vision community, both in the online and offline marketplace. And so after years of intensive research, identifying accessibility issues in the online environment and offline environment through field research, realized that there really was not terrific options for the blind and low vision community. Most websites were ridiculously inaccessible. And the experiences of being a blind man trying to traverse a pharmacy were really difficult. Either having a well-intentioned employee try to assist me in finding the items, or having difficulty using the credit card machine and having the young lady at the pharmacy counter say, what's wrong with you? And I say, I can't see. She's like, oh, you don't look blind. Your face looks nice. I said, what? Well, actually, first I thought, well, thank you. I am handsome. And then I realized, like, wait a minute. What's happening here? And realizing that, go in and ask at the pharmacy counter, so what type of accommodations, what type of amenities do you offer for people who are blind or low vision? And they would give you one of three comments. One is, we don't really have anything for you. The second option might be, we could print out the label bigger for you. Does that help? And the third, the best option is, hey, I think that we have something somewhere that might read labels to people who can't see. I don't know about that, but I can try and find out about it. And that's usually the best case scenario. And so with these, that being the best, accessible pharmacy services was created with the intention of providing comprehensive medication management assistance for the blind and low vision community, because we feel that there's got to be a better way. And I don't know about you, I was sick and tired of being treated like an afterthought, you know, having something just in case the blind guy from the neighborhood comes in. And I take a number of different medications and vitamins and supplements to try and manage whatever little light sensitivity that I might have left. And it's complicated, you know, and medication management is complicated for everybody. And if you throw in the additional variable of being unable to see, it's even more burdensome. And so most of the pharmacies that I had been dealing with for most of my life, not been accessible or really particularly accommodated. And as you, I strive for independence, and medication management was something that, you know, previously I had to hand off to my wife, because trying to read the tiny prescription bottle or put that, you know, refill or reorder number in a smartphone was, it was a miserable experience. And I kept thinking, you know, there's gotta be a better way. And so coming together with our partners, with Jason Barrett, our co-founder, and our other co-founder who might be here as a guest, Andy Burstein, we developed Accessible Pharmacy Services, which is dedicated to relieving the medication management burden felt by the blind and low vision community, especially in these times. You know, I don't know about you, I feel like it's difficult to socially distance from people. I don't really want to take public transportation or be around people who aren't particularly careful. And also, further to that, I would rather spend time doing things that bring me joy, spending time with my children, running, playing guitar, whatever, anything other than just spending, you know, a few hours wandering around a pharmacy trying to, you know, trying to shop. So we created Accessible Pharmacy Services and have a lot of different features and benefits specifically made for the blind and low vision community. For example, we look at each patient as a unique individual. So when somebody calls into Accessible Pharmacy Services and speaks to one of our customer care representatives, they understand. They understand, because we hire people from the blind and low vision community as customer care representatives and as our sales force. So the person on the other line gets it, right? Gets the experience that our patients are going through, and understands that not all patients are the same. Some patients are on lots of medications. Some maybe not so many. Some might have different support systems. Some might, you know, be in a different financial or ability status, or some might have other issues such as dexterity issues or maybe certain other physical impairments. So we look at each one of our patients as a unique individual, and we work with them to find out what type of packaging option could work best for them. We offer a variety of different packaging options where we can sort not just medication, but also vitamins and supplements on a hyper-segmented basis, either day by day or throughout different periods of the day. We offer a fairly robust reminder system that will allow us to track and remind our patients when they should be taking their medications. We have a robust education program designed specifically for the blind and low vision community, where the descriptions within our videos are very thorough. Again, being part of the community, I particularly hate educational videos that say, clearly, if you click over here and peel off the red tab or whatever. I'm like, clearly I don't see much of anything, and this is terrible. This is a miserable experience. We have education videos that discuss our different forms of packaging and how to do different things, such as, you know, take your own blood pressure, take somebody else's blood pressure, how to manage your diabetes, how to manage an inhaler or an EpiPen, among others. So, what we do is we realize that trying to make the existing marketplace and more inclusive for us is exhausting. And so we created our own marketplace that's really just for us. So I think you've heard enough of my voice for at least for a few minutes. So I'm going to turn it over to our chief medical officer, Dr. Jason Barrett, who will talk a little bit more about our services and consulting that we offer to our patients.
Thank you, Alex. And thank you all for having us today. This is a real pleasure to be part of your conference. Alex hit on so many of the amazing things that we've hoped to achieve and accomplish. When I got involved in this, I came from the perspective of serving specialty and underserved populations across the broad spectrum. And I will admit that I had very little concept or understanding of the experience of the low vision and blind community, because you really can't understand it unless you're in those shoes. And my connectivity to Alex and so many of you has brought so much clarity and understanding into my own recognition of the need, that it has really been an amazing and rewarding experience. But everything that Alex said is just so important, that we've created an unbelievably accessible environment. But on the other side of that, we simply didn't want to put pills in bottles. So we've applied a number of cutting-edge in-house screening technologies to help in medication management as it pertains to drug selectivity, from genomic testing that's personalized medication from a patient-to-patient basis, straight through our own artificial intelligence system that rates drugs on their ability to help patients versus create what we call issues with adherence, compliance, and changes in quality of life. So aside from the fact that we've done all of this work to make the environment more accessible, we're also offering a very high clinical footprint as it pertains to the experience of our patients. Because as you can imagine, a lot of patients have more than one prescriber. Are those physicians always understanding what the other one is doing? So we provide a continuity event in talking to those prescribers about the patient, so they understand all the drugs the patients are on before they add a drug or change something. At the same time, each patient who has multiple medications may have those medications due at different times of the month with different numbers of refills and so on and so forth. So we have a system of active refill management where our systems are always requesting the doctors to back up the prescriptions as they're getting ready to expire, so the patient never has a break in coverage. On top of all that, we have a one-to-one system of talking with the patients. We are part of the Be My Eyes platform and will shortly be their primary pharmacy. And we've also enlisted a number of other partners and technologies in the pharmacy space, so that not only are you experiencing an accessible environment, but you're getting the highest level of clinical care. In addition, if you're in a Medicare D environment where you're choosing a Medicare D program, we can provide information directly from CMS or the Centers for Medicare Services, so that you can choose the appropriate plan that benefits you best according to your drug file, your affordability, and the formulary that covers the medications that you need on a daily basis. We can do this every single year. In fact, this is the open enrollment period right now, from October the 15th to December the 7th. We've already met with hundreds of people to help them choose their program. On top of all that, we're creating an environment and a community, so that each patient that we touch provides us with an opportunity to learn more about the necessities of everybody. Because the one thing that we know for sure is we don't know what everyone's experience is, because we haven't spoken with them. But when we do, we take the information that we gain out of discussing their medication management and their challenges and utilize it to offer other patients more services. So that eventually what we're hoping to achieve is a completely accessible space where the patients who are enrolled get better care than they're going to get in any other possible circumstance. Our platform continues to grow, and our ability to serve and offer services continues to expand as well. Another thing right now we're getting involved with is offering patients the ability to get tested for COVID-19 at home. It's an incredibly difficult thing to achieve. So for patients who aren't necessarily feeling ill and need a test right away, we can facilitate a test to be sent to their home, then through Be My Eyes or another telemedicine platform, observe them actually perform the test, and then discuss the results afterwards. And we anticipate that this is a very, I guess what I would call, primary non-pharmacy-related service that we're offering, but we're going to continue to expand our abilities into the areas that benefit patients' health from an overall perspective and give them that comfort and that reduction of burden and what we're certain to be the highest level of clinical pharmacy and outcomes-related services that are available. So really, it's three things. It is the accessible environment, it is the high clinical footprint, and it is the community that will continue to expand and build and offer more and more relief and services to patients in this environment. It's been a fantastic experience for me personally, and I know that the patients that we've dealt with so far have seen great benefit and great comfort in the fact that we're here, not in case of, but because of. Thank you.
Thanks, Jason. And I just wanted to stress, too, that all of these extra services that we're providing, the accessible packaging, the medication management consultation services, as well as the home deliveries, these are all value added and at no extra charge to each of our patients. With all of this said, we would love to open up the floor to any questions that anybody may have.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, this is Robert Patty. I just have a question. Is this only for private insurance?
No, to be honest, Robert, the majority of our patients are in Medicare, Medicaid, or Medicare-Medicaid combinations. Robert, did you get that?
Yes, sir. Thank you for that answer. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That one muted.
This is Daryl. I have a question.
Hi, Daryl. How are you?
Good. Is there a limit on the medication? Because you have some people that might have quite a few bit of different medications they got going on.
No, Daryl, to be honest with you, the patients that have the larger number of medications are the ones that benefit most by our services. So the packaging and the way that we ship medications and the way that we interact with you and your prescribers, we will help anybody, but those that are particularly challenged because of high quantity of meds are the ones that receive the most benefit.
Good to know.
Yes, this is Carol King Reese.
Hi, Carol.
Hi. I sat through one of your presentations before. And I have two questions, actually. Number one, can you talk about your packaging advisory board you have and if that's still an open option for us? And the second question I have is for Dr. Jason to say, what are the quality mechanisms that you all have in place that make sure that, you know, we are getting the medicines we're supposed to get?
Hello?
Great. So yes, we still have our packaging advisory committee. So basically, because we have so many packaging options, we're inviting people to become part of that, and they get a chance to sort of sample our packaging. And we use vitamins or daily supplements to sort of be the the models for how meds could be delivered. So yes, that's still in place. But specifically in terms of quality, that's a great question. So first and foremost, what we do is a primary medication reconciliation. That's a whole lot of words and a whole lot of syllables. But here's what it really means. We discuss with you where your prescriptions are being filled currently. We ask you who your general practitioner is, as well as any specialist that may be writing for prescriptions. And then we can contact all of them to build your patient profile. Once the profile is built, our clinicians we'll take a look at the drugs, put it through our screening system, make sure there are no inherent challenges, and then we'll contact you. And if there's anything to discuss with you, in other words, Carol, there's three drugs you're taking right now. Are you aware that two of the three need to be taken without food? And the other one you might want to take closer to your bedtime? Just to make sure that you know exactly how you should be taking the medications. Then we'll let you know exactly what we're going to send to you and discuss your packaging options as well, so that you can verify that we actually have all the medications, you understand why you're taking them, and they're arranged in a packaging that best suits your necessity. And that process kind of rotates around itself with every new prescription. So if there's an addition or a change, we put it through the same system of filters, and we discuss with you and your prescribers any inherent considerations or challenges so that you feel confident and so that he understands everything that's happening in your profile.
That's excellent.
Thank you. I'm glad I made that clear, because I know it's a lot. I'm sorry about that. Are there more questions?
Yes. Good afternoon. This is Verita Turner.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. I'm not quite sure I understand how the medicine bottle talk to you, or do you put it in something and it talks to you and tell you what the medicine is?
So in fact, we do work with the Script Talk company, and they provide what is in essence an RFID code attached to the top of the bottle, and then your phone or your smart device can read that and it will talk to you. So that is an option. But we also have packaging options that would arrange the medications in a way that are also easy to understand and easy to follow without the speaking bottles. So really what you're tapping in on is our menu or our series of options, because what we want to do is make sure that you're comfortable. So it's really your choice. If you'd like the Script Talk platform, we're happy to bring it to you. If you'd rather have your medications in a disposable med planner, we can do that. Or we can even put them in vials, and the vials can come with larger print or a flag label that can be read by our app. So we do actually have our own application on the smartphone that will read your labels as well. So there's actually a number of options for you. And if you like, you can try one out. And if you don't like it, we'll have you to change it to another one. So really, it's a menu. You find what fits best for you. And we have no problem changing it if it's something that you want to adjust at any time.
Hmm. Thank you.
Are you familiar with Script Talk? Are you familiar with
Script Talk? No.
Okay, Script Talk is a manufacturer of a platform that will allow the bottles to be labeled with an RFID code, and they will in fact read, or it can be read and spoken to you, and that is something that we support.
Oh, okay. And it tells you like what, how many times you take it, and
exactly.
All that good. Oh, okay.
Exactly. Or we can put them in a disposable med planner that you could simply, you can easily detect with your hands morning, noon, evening, and bedtime. And we can explain all of that to you in greater detail if you were to become a patient.
Hey, so I have another question. I'm sorry. How often, because I get like a 90-day supply. How would you do that then, in the disposable container? And I take them every day.
So we would ship you a medication, disposable medication packs. Each of those holds 7 days worth of medication in 4 intervals, and we would send you as many packs as you'd like in accordance with what your insurance company will pay for.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Get less? Sure, not at all.
This is Katrina. How can we get, I'm not sure if I missed it, but how can we get enrolled in the program?
So you can go to our website, or you can call our number, or if you'd like, we can talk to you at the end of the phone, at the end of the conference, and get your information and have one of our care coordinators call you.
Okay, which would be what's your phone number?
I'm so sorry. 215-799. I'm sorry, Alex, can you give her the rest of the phone number? My phone is breaking up.
Absolutely. It's 215-799-9900.
And I just call that number and just speak to someone about getting enrolled.
Yep, absolutely. You can also visit our website, which is www.accessiblepharmacy.com. And our phone number is listed there as well.
And I'm so sorry.
One more question.
Go ahead, Alex. I just got out of my bad cell. I'm so sorry.
That's okay. Katrina, go ahead with your next question.
So my mom's kidney patient, dialysis and all of that, and she's diabetic and she's losing her vision, but she is not officially diagnosed as visually impaired. Can she apply for this, or does she have to be visually impaired?
No, 100%. In fact, she's the kind of patient, to be frank, that we can really have a tremendous, tremendous benefit to, because while she's in this circumstance, we can begin to help her so that if there's anything that can be done right now to support her, we're here for her. We can introduce a number of different clinical measures as well as packaging features so that while she has some sight, her transition will be much easier. And maybe even, you know, if there's a possibility to extend her vision longer, we'd be happy to look at that and try and help that way.
Okay, because I was asking for her too, because I know that I've given her like the pill containers and stuff, but because all of her medications is the same, she couldn't do that, so she opens her bottles all the time, but also she can't open the bottles because of her hand, and then she can't read the bottles, so that's why I was asking, because she has literally like 35 medications. So I'm glad Daryl did ask that question about the amount of meds. So I just wanted to know if you had to be visually or blind, or if patients in that situation.
No, she's exactly the kind of patient that would benefit most from our services because of the organization of the medications, because I'm going to bet that she has multiple prescribers. I'm also going to bet that her drugs are due at several different times during the month, and that becomes a burden also. Yep. I'm going to bet that there are times when she has two refills on one and zero on another. Yep. All of these things become our responsibility. All of these things, as they pertain to her, duty list go away. So whether she has some sight, no sight, or you know, in this particular disposition, she's exactly the person that would benefit most by what we're doing.
And you said that you can do the mail as well?
Yeah, we'll deliver the prescriptions right to her doorstep. It's more of a concierge distribution. Where is she? She's in Delaware?
She's in New York, but I know like even... she just came out of the hospital on Sunday and she couldn't even get any medications filled until Wednesday.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. So theoretically, if she's discharged on a Sunday, we would get her medication filed that day. It would get to her sometime late on Monday.
Yeah, because even she had to do emergency dialysis, so she's on it and she couldn't even get the meds. It's crazy.
Does she have the a supply of the SDS? Liquid at home, what they use in case you can't get to dialysis?
Not yet. She's still doing training because they had to do an emergency in the hospital. She wasn't able to get trained. So she's doing training and then everything is supposed to be sent home. But do you guys also help with helping them know the times to take stuff? Because that's her other issue. And my 100%. Issue too is with my meds, it's like 100%. What's good to take it and stuff.
100%. That's part of the reconciliation, so that when we get the medication file, inherently, especially for patients with difficult regimens, your mom's one of them, it needs to be balanced in a way that she's not taking a medication that would contraindicate or, you know, interact with another one in the same interval. Also, yeah. We're trying to minimize the number of pills at any given moment she would take, because nobody wants to swallow 35 pills in the morning.
Yeah.
That's a challenge for anybody, let alone patients who have dexterity issues. And we do provide some resources and devices that'll help her open her packs, that'll help her to understand her packs. And we'll provide a one-for-one also. She can engage us directly with telemedicine or use the Be My Eyes application as well.
Okay, sounds good. And for myself, I can do the same.
Well, I don't know about you, but we like your mom.
Hey!
Just kidding. We'd love to have both of you. In fact, if we had both of you, you could be support for each other. And that's the kind of thing we're trying to achieve, right? That's the community aspect of this. So that, yeah, that would be lovely to have both of you.
Medication times and stuff, and yeah, I'm not good at that either. So with her, yeah, especially sure. 35 medication and being visually impaired, I couldn't write everything down and try to make a chart for her. So sure. It's like, so I'm glad that I attended this so I get the resource. But yeah, I will be giving you guys a call soon. Thank
Great.
You.
Hey, let me let you in a little secret. I've been a pharmacist for 31 years. I take 3 medications a day, and it's not that easy for me. So, yeah. You know, I really benefit by what we do as well. So trust me, it doesn't really matter who you are. You know, if it's trouble and you're concerned, we can certainly help.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anna Trotman, is this program available in other states? Because I'm in Alabama.
So right now we are licensed in, I'd say, about a third to half the states in the country. We have applied for licensure everywhere. But we'd encourage everyone to give us a call. We'll let you know if we're licensed in the state that you live in currently. And then we'll let you know if we're not exactly when. I believe Alabama's on border. It's very close. But just to be totally honest, we applied for licensure as the beginning of the pandemic started. And a lot of states are a little slower with things like licensure. But right now, the majority of the eastern seaboard of the United States, from Florida straight up to Massachusetts, is covered. I think Alabama is in there, but I don't want to say because, unfortunately, I'm not in my office. But I'm pretty certain it'll be soon, if not yes. right away. We'd love to have you.
Because I'm a kidney transplant patient, and I take about 5 medications a day. So, yes.
Sure. Sure, makes total sense. Yes. Makes total sense. Absolutely.
This is Verita Turner again.
Yes.
Do you do insulin also?
Certainly. Certainly. Any kind of insulin in terms of pens, vials, needle tips, all the support systems, the testing supplies around insulin as well. It's all part of our service package. And we offer the same kind of refill system. All of the insulin goes out in cold chain technology to make sure that it's kept well and protected. And then we monitor it the same way we do the regular oral medications to be sure that before you're due or you run out, we make sure the doctors get us refills.
Okay. And you said this doesn't cost anything.
There's no cost for anything outside of the pills or medications themselves. Our clinical work, our packaging, and the education that we provide is all part of becoming part of the community. There's no extra charges.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello.
This is Robert Patty again.
Yes, Robert.
You was talking about the cost of a Medicare mm-hmm. patient. How much is the cost to join this organization?
There's no cost to join. We're just happy to have you.
So when I order for my medication, is there a cost?
You're paying for the cost of the copays and the vitamins or whatever it is themselves. There's nothing extra besides what your insurance requires you to pay.
Okay, thank you again.
You're welcome.
A quick question. This is Katrina again. Your insulin, do you have any adaptive on that? Or, like, is it speech-enabled or no, the insulin pens? Like, for me, I have to have somebody with me to get my right dosage.
So, I'm not sure if the ScriptTalk application would be the perfect measure for that. But we could provide you some insulin pen training via Be My Eyes.
Okay.
So you don't know how to digitalize the pen and turn the knob to,
I know how to do that, and I count the clicks, but sometimes if I'm not sure, I have to have somebody sighted with me. Because my doctor said every click is 2 units, but then when we did it at home, it's each click for 1 unit, so he was totally wrong.
So I'm going to apologize for your doctor right now, but I'm going to... I'm going to also say that I've been a certified diabetes educator at different times in my life, and I don't want to make any excuses, but for some god-awful reason, every insulin manufacturer has made this be a little bit different. So what we would do for you, once we understand which insulin you're using, is we would try to educate you as to the number of clicks and how the measures are done and so on and so forth. But we could also watch you via Be My Eyes.
Okay.
And sort of train you and get used to it. So we want to empower you to do this on your own. You don't want to rely on people forever. But if you need to, we're here for you also. Yeah, I mean, come on. I always say it this way. My friends that are in low vision and are blind can crush me with hearing and feeling all day long. I can't do half the things they can do. So once you become good at it, you know, you're going to be helping the sighted people.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Guys, we
ladies
need
and gentlemen, yes, it is now 2:10 and we have to switch because there have been so many good questions that it's our 2:00 presenter. Thank you, Ms. Felton, for being patient. Has had to wait. And so what I think we're going to do